8 months ago, the Victoria Police set up a specialised and covert task force, Task Force Apollo. It was made up of a mix of homicide investigators, analytical staff, sex crimes, and other investigative supervisors and managers. The purpose of this was to specifically look at new information that had come to light in relation to the series of sex offences and the homicide of Carmen Chan, known as the Mr. Cruel, a series of crimes, and we complemented the work of the Spectrum Task Force. Part of our process was to review the Spectrum Task Force investigation. They had an enormous amount of intelligence, over 12,000 separate items of intelligence, coupled with the new information that had come in. We saw fit to set up a task force just focusing on that. These cases, for us, will never be closed until the matters are solved. When new information comes to hand, we will investigate that new information. We do have people of interest to us, and I won't be going into detail of the exact number of those people. We ask that the victims be left alone from the media. We don't want the media approaching them. You would be well aware that they're still dealing with the trauma of these crimes. We ask the public, if they have any further information, to contact Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. The release of this wasn't our doing, but it doesn't hamper our investigations. All I can say is we've got new information that we thought that significant that we needed to set up or reform another task force to look at those series of crimes. It's our understanding, whilst we're looking at a number of suspects, they would be isolated. There's been substantial media and media comment in relation to the profile, if you like, of the offender for this. And whilst I don't intend to go through that profiling again, suffice it to say, and certainly in the paper today, were some specific phrases that were used by this perpetrator. We do have an interest in premises under flight patterns. I don't think Victoria's ever going to forget this series of crimes. They were that horrendous. And all we want to assure the public and our commitment to solving these crimes is that we'll continue to investigate it every time we get new intelligence. So we do have new leads, and they are substantial leads, but there is a cross-reference in relation to the historic investigations by the Spectrum Task Force back in the early 90s. It was that substantial that our organisation saw fit to put a dedicated focus back on this investigation some 17 years after the first task force had been formed. Certainly, would we like an arrest? Absolutely. Are we close to an arrest? No, we've not. We've still got a lot of legwork to do. I think it's an opportune time for certainly all of Victoria to reflect on that series of crimes back in the late 80s and early 90s. Like I've said, it hasn't hampered our investigation, and we deliberately held this task force as a covert investigation for a long time so we could go unimpeded with our investigation. And we simply say, now that it's back out in the open, for people to reflect back to those series of crimes and the behaviours of those that were around them, and to contact Crime Stoppers if they think they have relevant information. We've had a number of calls today providing further information. There is no doubt that there are members in our society that hold a key for us solving this investigation, and certainly we would hope that they would come forward and provide that information. There is also a $300,000 reward to assist in the solving of these horrific crimes. The reality is the person who committed these crimes is in amongst our society, or was at the time of them. So he was associating with people, more than likely held a job down. So there is someone out there who has got information, we think, that hasn't been passed on as yet, and we call for the community to reflect on those series of crimes and to contact Crime Stoppers with that further information. These events and the article today has sparked some emotion in the family, and that's why we've requested that no media make an approach to the family, because it's bringing up the old wounds again. Ideally, if we were to make an arrest, the first that the victims were to know about it is when we knock on the door. That was our ideal. That's not the case, and we don't want to give anyone any false hope.